USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned his Chinese counterpart face-to-face that consequences are possible if Beijing decides to assist the Kremlin. Russia has reportedly asked China for help in its invasion of Ukraine. The meeting had already been scheduled between the two officials weeks ago. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to Congress on Wednesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hoping a vote on a COVID-19 funding bill will happen this week.
More than $15 billion in additional COVID relief was stripped from a larger spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. Pelosi called herself very disappointed during an event in New York City. The White House saying new COVID funds are urgently needed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Monday on Wall Street, the Dow was flat. The NASDAQ and S&P ended in the red. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with a remodel, pay off high-interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Investigators in the Big Apple and the nation's capital are trying to catch a murderer. They say a man has been targeting homeless men as they sleep on the streets. New York Mayor Eric Adams called the violence a cold-blooded attack.
When you look at the premeditative action of this shooter, it sends a clear and loud message that we need the help from the public.
Several surveillance photos have been released, including a close-up of the man's face. At least two people have been killed and three others have been wounded in less than 2 weeks. About 2,600 incoming freshmen to the University of California, Berkeley, will not be turned away. The California legislature unanimously approved overturning a recent court ruling that would have turned away the students. The state Supreme Court forced the school to cut its enrollment because it says the college failed to comply with a state law requiring it to consider how adding more students would affect the environment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
One of the greatest football quarterbacks is returning next year after all.
40 days were enough of the rocking chair for Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. One of the best to play the game and future Hall of Fame quarterback announced on Twitter that he'll return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd season. In his tweet, Brady said his place is still on the field and not in the stands. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
Hollywood is remembering an Oscar-winning actor.
William Hurt, the Oscar-winning actor, best known for his performances in Body Heat, Kiss of the Spider-Woman, Children of a Lesser God, Broadcast News, and The Big Chill, has passed away. He was a few days shy of his 72nd birthday. Hurt's son Alexander said in a statement that his father died peacefully at home in Portland, Oregon, from complications from prostate cancer. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson is going to space. He'll be among six passengers when Blue Origin takes off next Wednesday. Blue Origin is the space travel venture owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Davidson will be the third celebrity on a flight. Actor William Shatner was the first celeb to fly in the vessel. Former NFL star and current Good Morning America host Michael Strahan was the second. Blue Origin's first flight took off in July. The Dow was essentially flat. The NASDAQ fell 263 points. The S&P 500 was off 31. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.